Fear. Fear accompanies all moments of change. It is important to allow fear to be your companion as you go through your moments of change. Allow fear to accompany you, guide you, and help you. As you face your fears, ask them to show you where you are caught. Ask them to show you what you must leave behind in order to change. If one is to be a changing being, one must constantly confront fears. Do not run and hide from your fears. Do not let the small child inside of you be overwhelmed by old fears. Allow fear and the fear of fear to guide you through your transitions. In facing your fears, you will shed yourselves of that which you no longer need, of that which is no longer necessary or helpful. Find a means to use your fears to show you where to go next. In the tension of your fear, know that you are in the right place. In the tension of fear and learning to bear fear and learning to bear all that comes to you as you face your fears, you will grow. It's not an easy process, but it is the process of transformation. There can be no change if there is no breaking apart, no shedding, no letting go. There can be no new self if there is not a shedding of the old self. As you face your fears, remember that your purpose is to evolve, to grow, to no longer be caught in the old issues, the old negativities, the old ideas of self. Change happens all the time, but we human beings have a penchant for ignoring change, trying to stop change, digging our feet in, saying no. But it's not really possible. It's not possible to halt change. Change happens no matter what. You can look at yourself, your hair grows, your fingernails grow. You look different every day. Something's always changing. And if we learn to stop fighting our changes and to face our fears of change, we discover that we are where we are supposed to be. We become lighter as we shed our fears. And we find that, yes, we really are changing. And that's really what life is all about. Changing. For today, let the self change a little bit. Face even one fear. Look at it and disempower it. Don't let it control you, but let it guide you in can show you what you're holding on to and what you really can let go. It's a big lesson, learning to let go of fear and learning to let go to change. So those are the words for today. Fear, change. They do go together. Okay, thank you, Jeannie. This is Jan Ketchell, bringing you a channeling from Jeannie Ketchell. Today is Monday, January 27th, 2014, and we hope that that was a helpful message and that you have a great week.